Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, it is Pinder, and I got to tell you, my wife is onto this again. Ugh, why does she always have to come up with good stuff? Started drinking AG1 every morning around breakfast, and I got to tell you, I like it. It's always a little chaotic around our house at breakfast time, trying to feed the boys, fill the backpacks for school, get things going, pack lunches. Come on, we're going to be late. One thing I don't have to worry about is knowing that I've got a nice little foundational nutrition thrown in. Well, look, maybe I have time for breakfast. Maybe I have a good lunch. Maybe I eat well all three meals, but maybe not. You know how life is. It's busy. Things get crazy. Maybe the Flames trade someone. We have to do an emergency podcast. As long as I'm starting my day with AG1, I know I'm in good shape. Why? Well, you've got vitamins, probiotics. You're supporting brain, gut, and immune health by drinking it. And you know what? You're never satisfied. Since 2010, there's been 52 improvements made to what's now AG1. That's pretty cool. There is no gluten. There is no dairy. There is no GMO ingredients in it. No nuts, no added sugar, no egg, no lactose, no animal byproducts. Good, clean health for you. It's my new daily ritual I love. Now, here's where you get involved. You can get started with your AG1 welcome kit. Go to drinkag1.com/afterburner. The welcome kit includes 5 travel packs, perfect for a weekend away. Maybe you're heading away for spring break. Maybe you're gone for the summer, whatever it is. Also, a 1-year supply of vitamin D33 plus K2 for added micronutrient support. That's drinkag1.com/afterburner, the welcome kit. 5 travel packs and a 1-year supply of vitamin D33 plus K2. It's drinkag1.com/afterburner. And now, our reaction to the Flames tonight, it's Afterburner.
Welcome to the program as the Calgary Flames, their 2-game winning streak snuffed out by the Washington Capitals tonight at the Saddle Dome, a 5-2 score.
Halted by the Grade 8.
Yeah, just ground into a pulp. Welcome to Afterburner. It's Boomer. It's Pinder. They kept the empty net, though. It could have been like 5-2, less than a minute to go, still got the empty net. Huska,
you got to believe.
Gotta believe.
No
quitting this team. I was wondering, okay, so who's on the ice? Because we talked about it the other day. What do you got to do to keep guys invested? Maybe there's some bonus structures. So who's on the ice here? If we're going to get an extra goal here, what's it going to be? Because I have a feeling 3 goals going to be tough to make up here in the final 30 seconds. Hey, you know what? You got to admire the try. You got to admire it. A few things to get through here on this post game.
Yeah,
I guess just starting with a just blanket statement.
Yeah,
what did you make of this hockey game? I guess from both sides and just in general.
Well, I just thought this was a close game, except for special teams, where the Flames allowed 2 goals on 3 penalty kills and went 0-for-3 on the man advantage. And that's not the largest amount of time in the game, but when you look at how it impacted the game, it was huge. It's both your Ovechkin goals. It's 3-0 instead of a 1-goal game. I liked Washington's structure a little more than the Flames. But look, if the Flames are going to go 2-for-3 in the power play and the Caps are going to go 0-for-3, maybe they win this thing, right?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what I made of the Capitals. I wasn't wowed by them. They don't strike me as a team. Obviously, they move into the playoffs with a win here and with the 2 points, but I don't know that if I would be fearing them if I was facing them in round number one. Sure. I don't get that feel. I thought their goaltender was good tonight. I thought
Lindgren
was strong. Yeah. Didn't have to be heroic, but made the saves he should have made. There were no, you know, S-burgers that got in behind him. I thought he was pretty good.
Got a little help from the officials as well. That your boy Pospisil got robbed, you know, robbed.
Interesting that, interesting how that, because there is conclusive evidence, I would suggest, from the one angle.
And it did go in before the whistle sounded.
It was in well before the whistle.
Intent to blow the whistle. That imaginary thing that officials can go back and remember when they intended to do things.
The one hot, and listen, this is not changing the outcome of the hockey game, but Pospisil, maybe it does change a little bit, but Pospisil scores a goal there on a rebound. And the angle that they have from the far end is perfect because you see Kadri whack at it. It doesn't go quite in, and it's standing on end when Pospisil comes in and whacks it, and it slides by the toe of the pad and into the net, and it's a good 1.5 to 2 Mississippis before the whistle goes. So again, even if it's intent to blow, where is the whistle? Is it up your hose? Where the hell did I put it?
Right up it.
So anyway.
And just to step back a little, why are you blowing the whistle? You've either made a mistake thinking it's covered and it's not, it's still loose, or you've made a mistake on when you intended to blow the whistle because it shouldn't take you 2 seconds to blow the whistle. There's a mistake there either way. It didn't, in my mind, change who was the better team. I thought Washington deserved the 2 points. It's just, it's the officials.
I don't like it.
First Rets team this weekend to know this.
Yeah, that's right. It's less about that. I just don't like it when Pospisil gets screwed.
It's your boy.
It would have been another goal for Marty Pospisil. Yes. My boy. Would have been another one. Damn quick whistles. We'll get into a number of things here over the next little bit. We've talked about the disallowed goal. I guess there's nothing more to say about that. It's a 28 save night, 4-on-32 for Dustin Wolf. What did you make of the young netminder?
Didn't like the first one. Thought everything else is fine. Great? No, but fine.
Yeah, and as on one hand, liking Pospisil, didn't like his coverage on that first goal by Strom, where the puck is coming across the blue line and he just continues to pursue. There's really no need if you watch 76. Everyone's in good shape. If he just stay where you are.
That's a good point.
And you're going to take that pass away. There's no scoring chance. Now
Strom gets to walk right into the top of the circle there. If he's in position, that lane's not there. Yeah.
And you know, that said, maybe feels like there could be a save there.
And Wolf had said post game the other night, if I can see it, I can stop it. If my D have a job, it's just to clear the lane so I can see. He saw that one. He did not stop it, but that was one of two where there was bad turnovers that led to the chance. Or turnovers is a strong word. That's a misplay.
You know what though? They didn't control and protect the puck well tonight.
Yeah,
it was loose plays on the boards. There was a couple plays where Mangiapane, the one where it's Miramanov tries to send it down. I don't know if he's trying to hit somebody straight, like going to the far end, but it goes off his stick and it hits Mangiapane and he just kind of lets it bank off of his skate. And then it's a one-hander by Backlund to try and keep it in. And then it's a scoring shot. It was just, there were a couple of plays. I didn't, like Rasmus Anderson, I didn't really care for his game tonight.
And he had like 5 or 6 opportunities in close and ended up with one shot. Like, buddy, I know you're in a drought here, but like rifle that thing a few more times. You're getting real cute from the scoring areas.
So again, does it change anything? Didn't care for the Flames game tonight, obviously, in a 5-2 loss. Yeah. Wolf was okay. The second shot is that redirect in front by Ovechkin on a power play. I'm guessing there's
blown
probably
coverage
a way to cover that better, right?
Yeah, but 100%.
And I think
the next one goes off Anderson's stick. The second
You could tell. You could tell on the one angle, and clearly either his skate or the stick, it hits something as it's going through. And when it's coming that quick,
it's the roof instead of low. That was not where that puck was starting off. And whoop. So, and you know, to be fair, even if that is clean, he's beaten many a Hall of Famer from that spot with that shot.
Yeah, I read something there tonight. It's like the 174th goalie or something that he's beaten in the NHL.
I sent it to Jack. Let's see if he's impressive. He is on the trigger.
It's an impressive feat. Good. And we say this all the time. Oh, it's going to come up here. You watch this.
Yeah. Jeez, it's a lot of goalies.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
174th.
Ovi.
How about it?
Already beaten Vladar and Markstrom. Flames doing their part for history.
And we always say this when Ovechkin is left open on that off wing and just wires pucks.
Yeah.
There's a guy wearing 8, one of the greatest goal scorers of all time. He's going to be sitting right there generally, and they're just going to load him every time they get a chance. They're going to load him up and be ready.
Very likely the greatest goal scorer of all time, to be fair.
He's on his way.
It's looking again very attainable. When he was at 6 at Christmas, this looked like an arduous climb. But now he's at 21, 25 doesn't seem out of range at all, with probably 15 games left for the Caps or something like that. Like,
he's had 13 goals in his last 21 games, and with the two tonight, puts him, if my math is right, 52 back of Wayne at 894.
Yeah, so if he can add another 5, now you're only asking him to have like back-to-back 24 or 23 goal seasons. That seems very doable for Ovi, who was as cold as we've ever seen him the first half of the year. If he avoids a half season like that, it's his. He'd have a 30 goal a year if he didn't have the first half he had.
And we talked about it on the other show with that, the first goal that gives him 19 yes. consecutive 20 goal seasons. Says, 19. The thing is, you need to play 19 seasons.
That's a lot of hockey.
That's just a remarkable feat.
And then you got to survive Gary's half seasons and pandemic shortened seasons and still score a lot of goals in those 48 or 56 game seasons. And he's done that too. And you have to stay healthy and he's done that too.
Yeah.
It's quite a feat.
So there you have it. Afterburner has it that Ovechkin, good player.
Got it written down here. Ovi,
goal endorsed score. By Afterburner.
He gets the BB stamp on him.
Yeah, he's something like that. Yeah, something like that.
The AB stamp, excuse me.
But you know, though, I think it's because there would have been some fans you want to go and watch Ovechkin.
Yeah. Hey,
you got Ovechkin tonight.
Well, you can see, when he got to 2, this was the, okay, like, I'm hot at the craps table. Like, keep feeding me the dice here. Like, this is, he's out there with the empty net. He's ripping stuff off faceoffs. He's chasing down pucks you didn't see him doing early in the game. It's like, he smelt it tonight. He knew there could have been another there.
So they wrap that 5-game trip. I believe it's 3-2. Not that it really matters a whole lot, but they will head home. And for the Flames, we'll do the road ahead in a little bit, but now it's the homestand is over. They go off for one, then they come back for one, then they leave for a couple. It's a bit of a, It's kind of one of these over the next little bit. Over the next little bit. That's kind of how that goes.
It's a winding road ahead for Bill Chandra.
It is. Yeah. It's a long, long, winding road. Let's take a look at our highlight of the night.
Let's do it.
It's a presentation of Betway. Oh, Betway. Here's what you do. With Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. How do you do it? Well, you create a new account. You scan the QR code that's on your screen as we speak and redeem your bonus. Place a bet, no minimum amount required. And if the bet loses, you'll get a refund of up to $200. You can then use that money to bet on your favorite sports. This offer only available outside of Ontario. And our highlight of the night is number 16 on the season for Mackenzie Weegar. Oof.
Straight back-to-back when Weegar walks the line. Boy, he just is able to go right down Main Street. It's a little mix-up here by the Washington Capitals.
Yeah. So much like you wouldn't want to play that Strome goal the way the Flames played it, you don't want to play this goal the way the Caps played it.
Correct. Yeah, that's a let him take more ice, get closer to the net into a better scoring position, and then leave that lane open for him to shoot. Why? Not how you want to do it, kids.
And didn't love his game. This helps. It was, I mean, he was, you saw it all tonight. The Mackenzie Weegar experience was enjoyed by all at the Dome. 1 goal, 6 shots, 22-36, took a penalty, couple turnovers, and all that. But, but worth mentioning, and why, you know, there's 2 goals, I suppose. I'm sure there could have been others for highlight of the night. But for Mackenzie Weegar, interesting. He's got 16 goals, 15 of them even strength.
Yeah.
One power play goal of the 16.
It's not really his deal, right? I mean, they loaded up Noah Hanifin. They got Miramanov on the top. You know, he can do it, just not that well. And, you know, he's been that even strength monster ever since getting put with Ekblad, 5 years ago? He's been great. Yeah.
So 15 even strength goals as far as Calgary Flames history, not going back as far as Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He is now with 15 even strength, just 1 back of Al MacInnis for most in a single season.
That is wild, man. Anytime you can flirt with 20 as a defenseman, that is something. Like, yeah, that is a big number for a D man, given that he's not a power play guy, especially. Wow. I mean, I shouldn't say not a power play. Not a power play one weapon.
He's not utilized on power
play. Yeah, he's PP2 occasionally, but
So that there you have it. That is the Mackenzie Weegar with tonight's Betway highlight of the night. Again, you get that QR code right there. Create a new account, scan the QR code, redeem your bonus, place a bet, and if the bet loses, you get a refund of up to $200, and then you can use that again to bet on your favorite sports.
What are your favorite sports? I'm just thinking about that.
Well, then the offer is only available outside of Ontario.
That's right. Yeah, sorry.
Parcheesi. Yeah,
it's a snack.
It'd be delicious. Yeah. Something like that. We'll break. Quick timeout. Hungry for more.
Oh.
Road ahead. Gonna rip some guys.
Whoa.
Gonna rip some guys and take some of your questions. If there's something you'd like, if you have comments, questions, stuff you want to get on the show, put it in the chat there. If you're on YouTube, if you're on Facebook, fire it in there, and we will get to all of your questions and thoughts before the program comes to a close. But stay right there. 2 minutes. Stay there. Don't go there. We are well into the winter months now, and you can feel it, can't you? That urge to get away. Maybe some beach time to warm up those bones of yours. Maybe a hockey sports kind of road trip. Well, when you pack your bags, make sure you don't forget Alberta Blue Cross. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross travel insurance protects your memories and more wherever travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Alberta Blue Cross, celebrating life's memorable moments inspired by hockey.
Hey guys, it's Pinder chatting about Charm Diamond Centers. Did you know that Charm's been Canadian owned and operated since 1972? And there's over 85 locations coast to coast to coast with Charm and their sister brands. Get this now. You want to get something custom made? How about custom ring building delivered in less than 4 weeks? That's unreal. That is the Charm Masterpiece program, and they've got unbeatable pricing policies as well. Whether it's mine diamonds or Canadian lab-grown diamonds, check them out. For more information, go to charmdiamondcenters.com. That's charmdiamondcenters.com.
All right, gang, listen up. It's time to learn the pro pose. Coach?
Bend and snap.
Beautiful form. Nice arm extension. Facial expression, I could use some work. All right, let's see it. The pro pose. What's that guy doing?
I think that's the bend and snap.
That's a whole different deal.
Charm, home of the pro pose.
Oh!
Every all-star needs a sidekick to support them. Just like every Wendy's meal needs a six-piece of nuggets. Right now, Wendy's is teaming up with Daily Faceoff Fantasy to bring you weekly prizes like free nuggets, burgers, and more. So if you think you're an expert in all things hockey, prove it. And if you aren't already, start adding a six-piece to your Wendy's order for just $3.49. It's the dynamic duo even you never saw coming. Sign up for Daily Faceoff today, sponsored by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. And now, more of Afterburner.
Oh, hey, here we go. We continue on with this one. After a 5-2 loss at the hands of the Washington Capitals, the 2 points moves the Caps into a playoff spot for the time being.
Yeah.
Now for the Calgary Flames, 0 points. I'm going to say keeps them right where they're at.
They still remain out of the playoff spot. Now, if they'd won today, it could have got down to 6, but...
8.
It was correct? 8. Before the game today. So if they'd won, the gap
stays at 8.
Thank you. Yes. So it remains at 8, which is not great when you've got 14 games now remaining.
9.
No, it's 8.
Sorry, did I hear?
9.
Yeah. That's
not right. That is incorrect.
It's 8. 8. It's 8.
The Ocho.
I'm at the point, and I said we were going to rip some guys.
Here you go.
They're looking to rip somebody, but I mentioned him in the last segment. The play that was made where Mangiapane takes the puck off of the skate on the outside of the blue line. It just seemed there was very little urgency to make a play, to not turn over a puck. Then there was a play in the third period where, and you heard Mackenzie Weegar, he blocks a shot. You can hear, ow, like you can hear he's in distress.
Ah!
And then Mangiapane has a chance to get the puck out and doesn't get the puck out. You'd be thinking, help out? Yeah, get it out. But for sure, get it out to help your D-man who just wailed in pain. It's not been the year Mangiapane has wanted. It's not an out-and-out disappointment. He's got 13 goals. He's got one in his last eight. It feels like he's been... This is kind of the clip. It's as good as he's been all season. But it has been a real disappointment for me because it's not... The offense is going the wrong way. This looks like he's on track to have, what, three consecutive years in which the goal totals and points will go down. And beyond that, his impact on the game is very minimal, where even before, years ago, I guess maybe that's what happens with age. I didn't think he was that old, but he was involved in the play and he was going to the net and he was disturbing things. He was never a big antagonist or a pest, but at least he was getting his hands dirty and getting in there and making some sort of a difference. It just, he really feels like a peripheral piece. And we've talked about him a lot with all the wingers and everything else, but it really does feel like this is, what's the saying, whistling by the graveyard. It feels like he's on the way out.
He is a free agent, not this summer, the next. So he is heading into his walk year. And for both the Flames and Andrew Mangiapane and his agent and anyone else that's affiliated with Andrew Mangiapane, it would be a really good time to buck the trend that you noted. 3 years ago, that monster year in a secondary role behind the top line in hockey, which was Tkachuk, which was Gaudreau, which was Lindholm. And he hits mid-30s for goals. And you're like, wow, what a difference maker this guy's turned out to be. And then the last 2 years have been a struggle. And I understand, like, look, you can't have a career every year. We get that. But it's about half of what we saw 2 years ago from him. And he's doing it in a spot now where that's a really, really cushy spot in this lineup. When you're on the left of Backlund and Coleman, yeah, you've got some defensive responsibilities, but you have two of the most complete players with you. And it's a spot you'd love to see them grooming a Pelche or let's say a Coronado and you slide Coleman to the other wing. Instead, it's a veteran who's not really even doing much there. I don't dislike the player, but it was not a good night. And to be fair, I didn't like any of their top three lines tonight. The fourth line is often forgotten. And when that's your best line, it's great on them, but it's probably also an indictment on your other three lines.
And I think tonight was that night, right? Where I think the fourth line, because they do get a goal. Greer is back in doing what he does. I do feel like that was their best line of the evening.
Yeah, it was. Not ideal. And they almost got two. They had another good chance in there. So, like, they finished plus on the night in a 5-2 loss. Like, that's good on those guys. Like, good on Matt Coronado, who's starting to show you what's made him an elite player at every single level in the world except the NHL. Good on Kevin Rooney, who we had thought was dead and, you know, left to have his contracts expire. He's come back and earned another year from Craig Conroy and this team in the form of a contract extension after not seeing the light of day under Daryl Sutter at the NHL level. Yeah. And good for AJ Greer, who's been gone 6 to 8 weeks with that broken foot and has stepped right back in. But that means a lot of other guys didn't have great nights, including your Kuzmenkos and Sharon Govich's, and a tough night, a rare tough night for the Backlund line, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The Kadri line was okay. Nazem had a lot of shots again. We had the over on the bets today. He hit that like midway through the game. He's at 5. Like, but still, we needed more from the best players if you were going to win tonight.
And not sure why, because I agree with you with the Backlund line. I don't know, because he got mixed up with Wilson there early on in the game. I don't know if that puts him a little bit sideways. Coleman was kind of in there as well. Rare to see them not have an impact.
Don't have many off nights, so I don't make a big deal of it. But when the other two ones aren't good as well, now you're okay. You're not going to win, are you?
Let's do Hungry for More. It's a presentation of DoorDash. You know how DoorDash works. It's so great. I mean, who doesn't love a little DoorDash in life? You don't have any DoorDash. What are you doing? What are you waiting on? Let's go get the DoorDash app. You get it on your phone. What you want from where you want it, whenever you want it, shows right up outside your door. For a limited time, you can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download that app and enter promo code Nation25. There you see it. Nation25 will get you that 25%. What are you hungry for more of?
Matt Coronado. It's been a nice little run here for him. And we've seen him over a point per game in the American League his first pro year. That is impressive. You don't see that often. A guy coming from college, getting acclimatized to everything that's different about the pro game, and there's a lot. Having success at that level, but also we've been waiting for it at the NHL level. We saw that shot in Pittsburgh, I think the second or third game of the year. It was the game before, the game after Washington. He had that power play snipe, and that was it until this last week. And now you're starting to see him create, and albeit not even in a top nine slot necessarily, with Rooney tonight again creating some offense. So I've been impressed with him, and you're starting to see that tenacious forecheck and that great motor that he's got. I don't know that we saw that the first half of the year. And you have to be reminded when you read scouting reports or watch him at the American League level, like he hounds pucks hard, and that's how he can get open for shots and create more chances for his line out there and keep possession in the ozone. You're seeing that more now at the NHL level.
Yeah. I'm down with that. You're not going to get an argument from me. I feel like Dryden Hunt's taking some stray oxygen bullets. Cause I think he's been okay, but he is what he is at this point. I would elevate some minutes. You're not going to make the playoffs. That's what this time of year is all about. 14 games, whatever it is now left. Elevate Coronado, get him up in some different,
an assist
scenarios.
Plus one.
Yeah.
And 8.5 minutes.
Yeah, it's not a lot. It's not a lot.
The same reason we all want to see Wolf would be the same reason you'd want to see Coronado at a top nine role. And maybe one of, Doer, Hunt out for Pelche. Right? It's not like this team is a point out and like, man, that one mistake the rookie made sunk their battleship this year. Like, let's see the kids.
So there you go. That's Hungry for More for DoorDash. Again, 25% off your first order of 15 or more with the promo code NATION25. And don't forget about Double Dash. Don't you do it. You can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want and need. Thank you, DoorDash. Dash that for the win with DoorDash.
Merci beaucoup.
I could have thrown him in, I suppose, in a Hungry for More, but I'm curious. You mentioned, you brought up his name, and I saw it in the chat, and I guess we'll just get to it now rather than wait for burning questions or whatever. Sure. Andre Kuzmenko, 17:53 in ice time, and no shots, no points, even no PIM, just a zero across the board.
Empty calories. You ever sat down and hammered one of those rice cakes? You're eating, but nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And he's been in and out a bunch. Illness, something happened in practice, kind of got bounced from the first to the fourth line a little bit before the illness. I think we're seeing why for the Vancouver Canucks, this was an obvious person to slide into a trade where you needed to absorb a nearly $5 million salary of Elias Lindholm. He's expendable at that point. Now, there's still a lot of tools in there, but if he's not going to work his tail off, not a lot happened with him on the ice tonight.
And you know what? Because I kind of had the Kuzmenko vision on. Okay, you're back in.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And so why is he in? Why is he out? I'm not sure. I profess I've not spent a whole lot of time analyzing his game over the last week to 10 days. Mm-hmm. So tried to really watch, and I feel like there's some try there.
Okay.
But it's like the plays that he's trying to make, there's about a 5% chance.
Half of the year, Huberto?
You're going to go behind the net and you're going to spin and do a 360 and bank it off the back post of the net. And then you fall down. It's just low percentage plays where it's just play. It's got to be, which I'm guessing is probably frustrating for your line mates. And even more so for your coach when you put him out in situations and then he falls down or turns the puck over or the play dies on his stick, which is too bad because this guy, it's not he doesn't have speed. Mm-hmm. He's fine. He gets around just fine. He can shoot it. It just really felt like this, and that happens. I'm guessing you're in and out of the lineup. You feel like I got to do something tonight. I got to flash. I got to do something to get noticed. And you try and it just ends up going the other way.
It reminded me of first 2 month Huberto.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, I know once in your life you've hit this between two different guys' legs to find the back door, but like we're acknowledging this is a 1 in 20. Like you can't, and I got to make a play. It looks like a guy really trying to justify everything. which screams of not being confident.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but I play him again. I don't know why. I feel like I, because you get frustrated with these guys over time. And I'm sure if this continues that I'll get there and people are probably there already, but whatever. For some reason, I just feel help this guy, because it only works for everybody. $5 million, one more a year. He can score. Mm-hmm. If you get him scoring, you can trade him. Like, the whole thing is best case if you can figure him out, if he can figure himself out. And to your point, Vancouver had him and sent him down the line. And that might be what happened here. But I feel like there's just sometimes you think you're hoping for something that can't happen. You've seen it happen.
Yeah.
He has scored goals at a high rate. Get back there somehow. How do you get back there? It's not like asking me to go bench press a Buick outside. That's never happened.
You've never done that. Okay.
I'd love to.
Just to clarify.
Has not happened. But yeah. Kuzmenko has scored a bunch of goals in the league.
Yeah. And I don't know that it would be fair to say go score 39 again. I think he was clicking at around a 20% shooting percentage, but hey, like if you could look like a 30 goal guy, my goodness, Craig Connor would have a serious asset either to re-sign and lock into, or to shop at next year's deadline or this summer to a team that's a little light on scoring, like the Capitals that we watched tonight. And they don't score goals, but it's clearly best case for everyone involved if he can find it. And I don't disagree with you. Throw some more ice time at the problem. I also, we're going to make the argument, I'd love to see Coronado playing with a little more skill based on what we just said about him.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a little bit of tug of war there. And yeah, you're trying to serve two different masters. You want to get a guy that has shown it before going, and you also want to give opportunity to young guys that you believe could be that guy that scores a lot.
Let's take a look at the road ahead for Village Honda. The Flames, as we mentioned, they're going to, it's a weird week. They got some time off here. Did we find out tomorrow's off day for the team, right?
I just reloaded, so let's make sure we got the,
because I thought you were going to look. Anyway, we'll take a look at the road ahead right now for our friends over at Village Honda. The 2024 Honda Accord, redesigned last year, chosen by Car and Driver magazine as the number one mid-sized sedan. One of the most reliable vehicles on the road. It's better than ever. Superior ride quality, reliability, and impressive fuel economy. All thanks to the EXL Hybrid. Check that one out. That's the EXL Hybrid in the Accord. You can check out the Pilot, the Civic, the CRV, all at Village Honda in the Northwest Auto Mall, your dealership for life. So the road ahead for the Flames.
Back-to-back off days. They will have a Tuesday and a Wednesday. I would go find a very expensive hotel in Banff if you're looking for autographs. That's probably the move here for anyone with a wife and or kids. Then it's practice on Thursday to get ready for a game in Vancouver on Saturday. They won't be hanging around long. They'll be hustling back to Calgary to host the Buffalo Sabres on Sunday. That's the end of a long stretch of a lot of home games. Obviously, they're on the road for one in Vancouver, but back for another. Then out to the Midwest, Chicago and St. Louis on the 26th and 28th, and then back home to host California teams. LA on Saturday, the 30th of March, and then on the 2nd, it is the Ducks passing through.
It's a lot.
It's their next six.
It's a lot of, you know what it is? It's a potpourri.
It's a potpourri.
Buffalo, you don't see very often at all. It's the Buffalo Sabres. St. Louis. Do you have any kind of emotion about St. Louis?
No.
Not really. No. Vancouver? Yeah. Saturday night. Sure. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, Greta.
Chicago. Good young player there. That's something to get excited about, you know?
They missed him last time with the injury, if I'm correct. So
they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They played twice though, but yeah.
And then the Kings. So, you know, whatever.
Kings on a Saturday, Hockey Night in Canada. That'll be a little more spicier.
Yeah.
See where the Kings are at. They're battling with Vegas for that 3 seed in the Pacific. That privilege, that honor of facing Edmonton in round one. Mm.
Village Honda, a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, all makes, all models. They've got 90 units on site, ballpark, 500 more inside the dealership group. So if you don't see there what it is that you're after, they're going to find it for you within the dealership group. Your one-stop automotive destination in Calgary, Village Honda in the Northwest Auto Mall, your dealership for life. That is the road ahead. What's happening in the chat tonight?
I haven't been looking at the chat.
It's there's some tussling going on. There's some bad blood. It looks like there's some guys are trying to. There's some bucket tipping going on. There's
a particular bucket tipper that gets banned pretty much every show we do. I think.
Yeah. And I think there's some copying and pasting of posts just to kind of get under people's skin. So come on, guys, fellas,
clean it up. Ladies,
God damn it.
Just trying to have some fun over here, you know?
Yeah.
Stop the hammering.
Just stop it,
guys.
Cause we'll shut this son of a gun down. We'll do it.
Who are you going to yell at then?
Huh? We're going to turn this thing around and go home.
I'll put this thing in park right now.
Don't make me pull over.
I'm pulling over.
Cause it's not, you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. I'll tell you right now. We'll take our final break. About 2 minutes away from burning questions. So get them into the chat.
But behave. And a new flame.
Damn it. Coming right back. Greta, it's our home away from home for Afterburner. We'll be there for live watch parties throughout the season. Should be your spot regardless. Before, during, and after the game, grab a cocktail, something from the menu, let the games begin, or maybe you get into the game yourself. Over 50 arcade games from vintage to state-of-the-art. Load up some credits on that Greta game card of yours and get at it. Greta Calgary, located at 213 10th Avenue Southwest. Check them out online, gretabar.com.
It's nearly the best time of the year. Playoff hockey is around the corner, and I'll tell you what, the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino is the place to be. Cheer on your favorite teams with us at the Stage Bar. Enjoy the big game on one of those huge screens over the bar with friends, drinks, and delicious food. Let's go visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca for more information. And while I've got your attention, let me tell you about the happy hour at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Let's make the most of the day and spend your afternoons with great drinks and food. Join us at the Stage Bar and Blaze Bar and Grill for our new happy hour every day, 2 till 5. Enjoy food, drinks, all starting at $5. Make the most of your days. Visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca for more information. If you're thinking of buying or selling your home in the Calgary area, there's one guy you've got to talk to. That's Derek Newman of the Derek Newman Real Estate Group with CIR Realty. Buying or selling doesn't really matter. Derek does it all. He's a volunteer in the community, active in sports around the city, whether it's golf, curling, huge Flames fan. So talking sports or talking about the real estate market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good. Definitely give him a shout. He's approachable, trustworthy, and hardworking. Also, Derek's got a pretty vast network. He's even got access to some homes often that aren't even on the market yet. And you can ask him about his complimentary home staging consultation as well. Buying or selling, call him or text him right now at 403-619-6661. Derek will make it easy for you. Get Derek and his network to work for you. That's Derek Newman. Email him at dnewman@cirrealty.ca. More post-game reaction right here. We're back on Afterburner.
You kind of teased it before we took that little break there. Much needed, by the way. Thank you guys for allowing us that. New flame.
College free agent signing. Centerman. Mankato, Minnesota State Maverick.
Sam Morton. Feel like he should be at the Stampede on a a bronc.
Yeah, with like a mustache. It's got its own postal code.
He's from Wyoming, you know?
That is that he's a stock guy. He has the bulls, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, good stock. Good hardy stock. Yeah, so he's a centerman from Mankato.
Mankato, yeah. Minnesota State.
Yeah.
They got beat Saturday, and that ended their shot at the tournament, the Frozen Four. 16 teams get in. They were going to have to win the CCHA to get in. They did not. And so their season comes to an end, and that's why you see this type of news today. Now, there is a bit of a hiccup because the Flames registered it as an entry-level contract, but given his birthday is in July, he'll be 25 in the fall. He's not eligible for an ELC, so it has to be a contract that is not an ELC. Which
thank
probably
God you're clearing this up for us. Yeah,
some nerds will like this. I'm
more interested in what is he any good? But for sure, the ELCATOP.
He was the player of the year in the CCHA, which is obviously a very good division of college hockey. And he's not young. He's played, I believe, four full seasons there. So he's in his mid-20s. But talking with his head coach, very, very smart player, responsible both ends of the rink. And he thinks there's a little more ceiling there than most in this situation. So I can read you some quotes from the coach if you'd like. It's a responsible player, a leader, and someone they really like. Let me get, I'm just pulling up right now. I should have definitely had this ready instead of.
Hey, Ryan.
Looking at those hyenas. Yeah.
Go ahead. It's
on to the Penn Report. Penn Report tomorrow. Hyenas.
Yeah, great. My stupid algorithm. I had somebody bit by an alligator again.
Sam is a tremendous leader. His game on both sides of the puck should lead the Flames to a very reliable asset. His ability to score goals while offering the team value at both ends. We're excited to see his opportunity in Calgary. Bright future for the kid. His consistency can set him apart.
I hope it works out.
Yeah,
because, you know, it's...
For every...
Haven't been a lot of these.
For every Garnet Hathaway, Dean, there's a lot more Kenny Morrisons.
The
right?
Undrafted U.S. college guy, especially at 25.
Garnet Hathaway, though, man. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like,
I'm just
Bryce Van Brabant
for sure. Yeah. Like I gave you the Kenny Morrison. Like it is not unlike drafting in the third round. You're excited about tools and they're not bad players, but many of them will not be real players, but it makes sense for the club. They don't have any prospects at center ice in the organization worth note at this point. They've got a couple quad A guys in Ben Jones and Clark Bishop. We don't know if any of these wingers that have played center will slide over. I certainly don't think Pelche is a center. I doubt Coronado is his size.
Yeah.
We're going to have to see a lot more from Hanzek before he starts to play center ice at the junior level. So why not? So for the player, it makes sense. And if you're the Flames, you got a 33-year-old and a 35-year-old center and Kevin Rooney. Like it wouldn't be the worst just to add a few more lottery tickets to play center ice, right?
Why not? Sure.
And it doesn't mean he's going to be an NHL or doesn't mean he's ever going to score a goal in the league, but the more guys that could become an NHL or the better chance of one hitting. And so it makes sense that that happened today.
So that's, it's not breaking news, but that's news to me.
Yeah. We're going to figure out this contract now.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm going to, I mean, I don't want to wrap this shit up so that I can.
Yeah. You got to get back to the office.
An ELC and an ATO, but it's a 95. But at the same time, it's you had to get in right on asterisk ATL. You're such a
you know, if he signs a pro, it's going to roll the first year of his contract off the books. He has to show up as an amateur and then he's a pro next year.
You cannot shed your dick clothing at any time.
No, right? It's just it's the weird nuance of the American League that I worked in for 2 years. So it's very confusing and doesn't make sense except that it's an American League thing.
What was the purpose of the asterisk? Was that
it's like if you ever make a mistake, you can be, that's what I meant to say.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. If I said, hey, Bloomer, and I'd be like, oh, asterisk, Boomer. And
it kind of, right. Boomer. Yeah. I thought maybe it was a, I'm just going to come in here. I believe you mean an ATO.
Yeah. And so to get very, very dirty, bonuses are easy to do on entry levels. If it's not an entry level, it's hard. So if you had some thresholds to give more money to the guy, now that all changes.
I didn't mean to hit the phone.
Oh my God.
All right. You want to do some questions?
It's probably better than that.
Nah, you know what? Hey, they signed a guy. Sam Horton. Morton. Tim Norton.
Wasn't there a Horton Mortons in Dr. Horton? Seuss book? I feel like there's a...
Well, that was Horton Here's a Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horton Here's a Who?
Who? Kala who? Kala what? Kala where? Let's do some questions. We'll do some Bernie questions. I know this will come up in here. Do you want me to do them, Jack, or do you want to do them? Because I feel like Jack's a little slow getting to the questions.
Is he slacking?
Are you there,
Jack? You're taking strays.
Guess hell.
You can do them then if I'm slow. Do them.
Who's taking feels strays like... today? Hunt and
yeah, that's right.
Grimace took one. On
God damn it. No, it just feels like we've clearly, you know, you're done. You've dragged out the answer and you're waiting for the next question to pop on the screen.
Come on, Jack.
So you keep talking, but it's as though Jack feels like, well, he's still talking. So, and then there has to be that pregnant pause of silence.
The awkward silence.
And then, okay, next question. And we'll get into it.
See what he's doing now. He's not going to put one up because.
Yeah. Well, he told me to do it. He said, hey, shithead, go ahead. What is wrong with Anderson? He has not been good at all this season. Seems to lack any emotion about his game as well. Whole team lacks emotion except Pospisil.
I think he's had a rough stretch here. It's not a bad season. I like the first half, there's a lot more points there. You saw him on power play one a lot more. It's been rougher of late, no question. And for all the talk about Kadri and Huberto and Uyghur and the investment level of veterans, it's Anderson that brought up his own name in trade rumors this year when things weren't going well. I like the player a lot. I think you've noted a lot the moxie's got and the leadership attributes. You liked him as a captain candidate for this club, but it hasn't been a good finish to the season.
It has not been. I agree with all of that. Yeah. I am a fan. I think that he has grown into a leadership role. And he was had a ton of points, but I'm not sure if there was a turning point and if it was what it would have been. But yeah, the last stretch has not been great. Now, maybe it's because he's playing 26 goddamn minutes a night.
It's a lot.
The tank's getting a little bit empty. You can only get so much back after you play that much. But I think we're almost at that point. The season can end and you can get to the off season and then everything springs eternal. It's a training camp and it's new and it's fresh and it's all of this.
Yep.
This has probably been tough for some of those guys to take watching Lindholm, whatever you think of them, but Zadorov leaves, they don't replace him. Tanev leaves, kind of don't replace him.
Yeah.
Then they move out Hanifin. It's the D-man room. You think about what those defense meetings would be like. Are we all going to be here for this meeting? Who's in? Who's out? Nick DeSimone, he's here. Oh, no, wait, he's in New Jersey. What the hell's going on in here? Yeah. Not excuses, but I just think that as the season has gone along, it has to have played a little bit of part in Anderson because he doesn't even seem to have that same Moxie. Kind of piss and vinegar.
Agreed. Yeah, he fighting it a bit tonight. I thought he had lots of chances that converted into nothing. He kind of overplayed it a bit.
Yeah.
I don't think he probably, if you gave him the truth serum, would love seeing Danny Mirmanov immediately walk into power play one reps while he's playing 27 minutes a night.
Yeah.
And doubling his power play ice time, but it's kind of the phase of the life cycle we're at. I shouldn't say worry. I wonder about him long term. He's not that far away from being eligible to be extended. He's got two more years after this one. So it would be next summer at this time that you would say, okay, Rasmus, you've been a career flame. Where are we at? Do we re-up yet? 7-something, 6-something. And if he's like, well, you ran out a number 8 defenseman at power play time ahead of me. I mean, that's a year down the road. Things will change. But I think he relishes that power play role. And it was a tough year for it because they showcased Hanifin for most of the year. And then they immediately slide Mirimanov in there.
And another night for Mirimanov. 22-34.
Couldn't hit the net tonight, though.
No.
5 attempts all missed.
Yeah.
Blocked or missed. Yeah. Not ideal. But yeah, I mean, they're letting them run.
Waiting. I'm just waiting for Jack to hit the net. Oh, you're not doing it? Okay, so all right, I'll do it. Brady, does Huska sit Wolf on Saturday versus Vancouver? Does he use this week to work with him and show some confidence in his individual efforts over the last 3 games and play him? Long story short, question is, what do you who's in net on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's Markstrom.
I think if Markstrom's ready, it's Markstrom.
They're floating if he it isn't ready, today. Yeah.
What?
Go ahead. Floating it. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
You want to go first?
Go ahead.
Huska was saying after practice that he's back on the ice. He's not quite ready yet. They're hopeful for Saturday, which is his old team.
We're aware.
So yeah. I think it would be quite probable that you'll see Jacob Markstrom on Saturday, given I wonder if he would even have missed a single game if this team was, say, in the second wild card.
Yeah, that's probably valid. I think regardless, whatever happens, I think it's been nice for Wolf.
It's great.
Night off. Vladar can get back in. This was not an undeniable performance for Wolf. It was not his fault, but this is about seeing everybody play. Everyone gets, you know, it's the world we live in. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody plays. But no, I think that Wolf got the start tonight because he'd been really good in back-to-back games. Not as good tonight. Okay, next guy's in. That's the world. That's the situation you're in. Yeah.
Yeah, and to be fair, like if – like what they do Sunday is interesting too, because now it's like Dan Vladar is like, hey guys, I've had how many starts since we were in Jasper for that pond hockey game where he played against Edmonton? Like, he's hardly played.
Yeah.
And he had the injury when they almost made the trade with New Jersey. And that and he got forced him to miss.
He yanked after 40 in the one.
Yeah, I got hung out to dry on the road trip with back to back games, which is no fun. But, you know, that's also a guy that, you know, you have three mouths to feed here, not just two.
What did you guys think of the new lines?
Well, they were the same lines as Saturday with one change. So it was the Hanley coming in.
Yeah, I would give it a solid meh. We already kind of said that the fourth line was probably the best line. So that probably tells you about how it went. And I don't know what you do. We know what we would do. It's just more ice time for young guys, more ice time for guys that you want to see more. Sorry, Dryden Hunt.
I mean, if we're being honest, like look at all the guys that have departed from the forward ranks before he's gotten the real big sniff here. Like,
yeah,
you deleted a Lindholm, you had a whole fourth line disappear, one with injury, one with non-roster because of the 2018 stuff, another with waivers. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot of kids. He's your 17th or 18th forward, and he's doing a great job of being that, but he's also soaking up some significant minutes next to Sharangovich and, you know, Kuzmenko.
Truly,
he's mixed in a little more skill next to those cats.
Yeah, he has been. And it's like, this is not a
hunt. He's been the best Dryden Hunt he can be.
He's doing what he can. Should we have pulled the goalie during the late power play? Power play is just so rough in its execution.
Because that was inside 5 minutes, if I'm correct.
Nick Dowd at 13:37.
Yeah, okay.
Little early. That's in that 7 minute range, right?
Yeah.
Because even Millen and Rick Ball were talking about it. Is this where you pull the goalie? I don't know. It's weird because they pulled the goalie again, even at 5-2.
Yeah.
If I'm Huska, I'm looking at this team as if we get something on this power play, then we'll get into it. But to pull it now, they showed very little spark. I don't know that.
Again, maybe that's why you pull him, though. I know that both ways, right? But I don't have a problem with it, honestly. Like, we're talking about a team that's 8 points out. It's not. We could really put Huska under the microscope if this was a crucial 4 point game that was going to determine in or out of the playoffs the last week of the year. It's not that.
I just looked at it. Power play 7 and change or whatever it was.
Go get it.
I didn't think about a goalie pull, to be quite honest, at that point. But
it wouldn't be.
I'm still surprised when Patrick Waugh pulls. It's like, really, you're gonna. Yeah. It feels like it's such a low percentile chance of it coming through. But
I think that to answer the guy's question, I mean, at that point, you're two down, and it's looking pretty grim, and so you're already looking at low percentages. And the real mathematical question is, at what point does a 6-on-4 for 2 minutes increase your win probability from say 8% to 9%? That's the time you got to do it. And it's around that time that you would see coaches in this league do it. So I think it is a valid question. I don't think it's a slam dunk, but some coaches would, for sure. It wouldn't have been crazy if he did it.
All right, that one is gone. I got a few questions here. Do you think? Come on.
Do you think?
We'll see Jeremy Poirier soon.
I don't know. That's a good Pike or Gould question. Someone that's following the Heat closer, the Wranglers closer than we are.
Yeah, because
closer they know the team's name. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's close.
I'm sure you'd like us to have an opinion on this. What team does he play for? it was a serious injury.
Yeah, and
not to say that you're risking him getting re-injured.
No,
he's just missed so much hockey.
Yes, let him get up to speed. He missed like what from camp all the way until about a few weeks ago. Like Jesus, let the guy play.
And there's so many friggin' defense right
now. Yeah, no, that's a great point too. I mean, if you didn't claim the two guys on waivers and add the other three you added at the deadline, maybe.
And he's in their plans. They want to see him. And I believe he was very close to being called up right when he got hurt. It was going to be an opportunity for him there. So shitty timing for sure. But there's just so many guys in that back.
Right out of the gate. Yeah.
So let him, I wonder if he just plays the rest of the year with the whatever team.
And so they're in the midst of a really, really important playoff chase. They're in the mix. They're fighting for seeding. They're a good team. Wolf and Pelche and Coronado should all be down there for the stretch run, i.e. playoffs when the Flames season ends. That's a really good environment to have a player develop in. I don't know what you're getting here. Like some nights it looks great, but like let's say he was in against Carolina getting shellacked 7-2, even if there was a roster spot and there isn't. Like,
yeah,
I think he's where he's supposed to be right now. And his job is to play some great hockey and some big minutes and then come into camp and be ready to push.
Oh dear. Should Savard be fired for this power play? Is it lack of star power finishers? That's what is the problem, I guess, is what.
Yeah. And it's probably more than one problem if it's as bad as it is, right? It's probably a bit of A and B.
It has not improved across the board. I go in every, so where are they at? They are 30th in the National Hockey League. Jeez, it's about a 14% power play. If they get a goal here and there, then they go dry for about a 3 or 4 game spell just to bring it all back down. They just, at no point this season did they look dangerous.
Yeah, of course, everyone's got a few games here. There, they scored 2 in 1 game not long ago, and it was like the first time since like December. You're like, God. Like the Caps had 2 tonight. They're not good.
So I don't know. My guess is
30th. Whew.
Right, they've been 30th the entire friggin' way.
Yeah, and they've gone up from 12% to 14.5%. It's miserable. Yeah, like it's.
I think Mark Savard would probably say, if I could have a little more offense.
Yeah, a lot more.
Just a little bit more skill. That'd be great. Because Ryan was just talking about how we don't have a power play quarterback.
Like, correct.
We really don't have a guy back there, so that would help.
Mm-hmm. Another rolling Miramanov out there.
Yeah. So it's part of the bigger thing. It's why this team is out of the playoffs. They don't have the skill to compete at that kind of a thing. So but we've talked about it and not regurgitated. Their offense, 5-on-5, middle of the pack. Why shouldn't their power play be the same? I don't know. I just
think it's obvious. Like clearly they can grind out and outwork teams and cycle the puck. What they don't have is high end finishing. Like,
but you can't get dirty goals
on the power play.
On the power play,
it's kind of like set plays and making skill passes. That's not how this team creates offense. They're not an on the rush team, and I don't know. You're not setting up cycles on the power play.
Isn't necessary. It's not usually on the rush either. Where are we here? League standings, goals.
No, they're middle of the pack in goals and even strength. It's quite impressive given, but again, I just think if you told me there was a lot of 5-on-5 players that were good in this team, I'd believe you. If you told me before the season started there was not a lot of great power play players, I'd say, yeah, I believe you.
Yeah, like they're 15th, but I just don't understand. So then be 23rd if you have a bad power play. Be 25th, 30th.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah. See, now I don't know who to take for questions here because there's so many guys in here that are just being
S.
They're trying to be, they're trying to upset the apple cart. Well, this is a little, why was Frank absent today?
Oh,
he was on Daily Faceoff. What's going on there? Was it something we said? Lol. If I had to guess, peek behind the curtain. I wonder if Frank recorded the Daily Faceoff last night.
Oh.
And then it aired today because he knew he was flying to Del Boca, Boca Vista.
Boca Vista.
To go to the GM meetings. But then his flight got snafu'd and everything. So my guess is either he recorded it last night or early in the morning and then went to the airport.
He was traveling today. That's why he wasn't on the show. I would hate to let your conspiracy theory die here, but
why was Frank
wasn't something today? You said
what the H is going on with him? Does Kadri get moved in the off season? If so, what return would you expect? How much retention?
I don't know. I mean, he's had a really good year and I think he's owed a lot of credit that he's a guy who, you know, we questioned his character a lot down the stretch last year because, frankly, it looked like he quit. And there's been ample opportunity to look what's around this year and decide, you know what, throw my hands up. I didn't make this mess. He hasn't at all. He's been great. And, yeah, he's been put with some guys that fit nicely with him, but he's been shooting the shit out of the puck. And another big night on the shot clock. Like, he's putting pucks in. His team's leading scorer in terms of points. Like, he's had a great year. It's just it's age and term. I don't know what the appetite is amongst other GMs to add the last 5 years.
Is it because I was going to say it feels like seven times seven.
The money's fine. He's going to be 34 in camp or 33 in camp.
I don't know how you can eat that much salary for that.
I don't know how you can either. It just and so let's say you love the player and he's an upgrade on the centerman you have. Who says you even have $7 million to take him? Yeah, and then you're like, well, we know the last 2-3 years will not be good. Like, it's just, it's really hard. Is it impossible? No. But if you were actually going to be getting valuable assets back, I just don't see it right now.
And you see the way, if you believe what you hear, that there were deals available for the Flames, but they were not willing to take back bad money, whether it was Cody Ceci or whether it was Johansson, whatever it is. Yeah. I just can't imagine there's... You think about that. If he's a 7 million, what, three, what's the ask going to be on retention? They're right up against the cap every single day. Yeah. They're moving guys up and down, and we're not going to do LTIR because we get a few extra thousand here. You're just going to take 3 million or whatever of dead money for the next 5 years. I can't imagine.
Well, and it's just, I mean, it just makes the deal that much harder to do because if the Flames are going to retain money, they're going to ask for a lot more. And a team saying, we don't want a 38-year-old center. Like, why are
we? I'll be honest. People take runs at the owner. I wouldn't begrudge the owner if he says, how much? No. 5 years of paying a guy not to play for me?
It would have to be something very fancy coming back to eat for 5 years.
It would have to be a beautiful trinket of some sort. And now the question was asked, it's because he is playing so well.
Yes, he's playing well.
Because a year ago, it felt like this guy's damaged goods. No one would want this guy. Yeah, right now,
this is your 2 of 7.
Guys would be happy to have him. But the term, and it's... Well, Warner has said, his back's going to start hurting. His back is going to start hurting.
Huberto's back's going to start hurting first. That's my bad. Yeah.
That's sore back, and then you can't play, and then, I don't even think I can come to camp. It's a pot liquor.
Let's be fair. It is a long way away. He's been very, very good. And to be fair, he's been invested and worked his tail off and not used any excuses to pull the shoot. He's a very good player. The contract makes it difficult.
Burned. Is it a chips or popcorn late night snack day?
Burnt.
He's a good boy.
I mean, that seems like a trick question, doesn't it?
I'm really trying to kick the snacks. It's a concerted effort.
Like any particular one or just all?
Anything. Yeah. It's enough. It's
I like tortilla chips. I allow myself that, but
it's been a rough 6 months.
Okay.
It was Halloween. Candy. And then it was leading up to Christmas, and then it was Christmas.
Relatives.
And it was after
food.
Christmas, and it was like, holy cow.
Turkey show.
So we're trying to grab a hold. So burned. It was, there were no snacks tonight. No snacks.
I had some tortilla chips.
Sad. What are the chances Huska changes out his offensive assistants this summer?
Why are we thinking that there's an overhaul of the coaching staff? Like, have we not said that they've just overshot expectations and done a great job?
Huska came in less than a year ago and brought the guys he wanted with him, more or less. Like, he's got...
Yeah, or didn't have the leverage then and still might not... I mean, like, look, they're having a good year. Aside from the power play, I don't really have anything to quibble with. And yeah. You're talking to Mark Savard. Quibble. Yeah, where's my 30-goal guy? I'll tell you why my power play's no good. We don't have one.
It's a hell of a word. Quibble. It's a good great thing. Word. Well That's done. Word. I don't have much to quibble with. It's a great word.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Is there someone in your circle that uses that?
I got smart people in my ear that are sending me words.
Oh, okay. I like
Elasticity.
It. Is it Jack?
Neuroplasticity.
Yeah, yeah. The Flames.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
If the Flames... okay. Ken, if the Flames continue to give Wolf more starts, are they risking alienating Markstrom as well as hurting his trade stock this summer?
No,
I don't think so. I think
I thought about the question and no,
I think he has demonstrated up to this point that he's had a fantastic season. I don't think not playing in the final 15 or 20 will take that away. And I look, he's a pro. If it's irreparable, if he's sour about the New Jersey thing and the trades and it was handled poorly upstairs, then I don't think Mark or Wolf playing games. It probably won't help, but I don't think it's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
He's still 15 and starts in minutes. Like it's, and that's with four different stints where he's missed time to injury. Four.
Like, not to be cheeky, but if you're in New Jersey or you're one of these GMs that needs a starter and you're looking at Markstrom and you kind of get through, well, but at game 73... They played Vladar instead. Now, what the hell's going on there?
I wonder if he forgot how to catch.
I think the Markstrom body of work is intact.
Yes, totally. It was the whole thing with the Tanev trade. Like, why? You're sending scouts. Oh, so you don't know what he is. He's been in the fucking league for 12 years. You don't know what he is? The same guy.
Oh, there's so many scouts in there.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they're looking.
Oh, really? Do you want a scouting report? Guy skates pretty good.
Blocks. Did you just hire the scouts today?
Shit ton of shot blocking, and everybody loves him.
These scouts watch the league last decade or no?
Does he catch Gretzk? That's, of course, referring to Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, and I think it'd be cool if he does. I know a lot of people all got sour on him this year. And
I don't think they got sour. You know what I think it was? I think people got disappointed.
It was a shitty start.
There was a confidence there. It's like, oh, man, are we going to get that close? Is he going to get all that way? Because people like seeing records being broken, I think, except when it comes to games played with, Patrick.
I think also his politics have hurt the last couple of years with the whole Russia invading Ukraine. But I mean, look, if you live in Russia, you have to do certain things. I'm not absolving him, but you can't put yourself into that decision matrix he has to deal with.
And you know what? Gretzky holds the record and he's a big Trump guy. Even going back then in the 80s, guy loved Trump.
He's like, there's this businessman who got all his money from his dad, who's a real sleazeball. You watch out for this dad.
Love this guy. 52 goals away.
Yeah, and so let's say he's got 15 games left. He gets five. That puts him to 26. And now you're 47 away. Could you go 24, 23? Yeah, you could. And if he doesn't, he's signing another one-year deal. He's not going until he's got it.
And I almost hope he does. We're going to sign him, and he's going to play in the power play.
It's 8 minutes of ice time for Ovi. He's 7.5 on the power play.
Yeah.
And he got one. And then he's going to go play in Moscow or for St. Petersburg. Wherever he wants. He's a Moscow kid, but Scott pays the best usually.
Do you see the Flames signing anyone in free agency?
Yes. Stars? No.
Yeah, I think it'll be
capable right shot defenseman for the second pair. Yes.
Yeah, some defender of some sort. And who knows up front?
They need a center, but I just don't. They're not shopping for a fourth line center. I don't think.
No.
It's the center they need is the one you can't go get in free agency. It's called a number one center. But Cherenkovich has been okay down the middle. I still, at this point, would strongly believe he's a better winger, but maybe he is better than any of the other options that you're given on July 1, where people will want too much money.
And we'll go through the exercise when we get there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're also going to, so who needs raises? Who do you want to give raises to? Sharon Govich has another year. Then you're going to have to pay him. Where are you with Rasmus Anderson? Where are some of these guys? What are you going to do? Zary's going to need a contract, this sort of thing. I don't think Zary's going to break the bank on you, but still that's going to impact. Don't go to July 1 in 2024 and get somebody that in a year and a half or even a year from now, you're like, shit.
Yeah, like the whole thing about the Lindholm situation was like, he's not a bad guy to extend. It's just when you already have Huberto and Uyghur and Kadri and Backlund and Coleman, it's just you don't want to get too long in the tooth and lock into a lot of guys on the wrong side of 30. They're already locked into a lot of guys over 30. I don't think July 1's big break out the wallet day.
I would be interested to see what Conroy... And it'll take some time. Conroy's appetite for like what type of players turn his crank in free agency. We got to learn what it was that Brad Treliving liked.
Yeah.
Bigger bodies, character,
grit,
guys, playoff performer, guys that you can lean on, this sort of thing. And didn't like smaller guys. And
drafted a lot of them, but didn't sign a lot of them, to be fair. Yeah. And here's a name I'll throw out. Like Alexander Carrier is 27. He's a UFA this summer. He's a right shot defenseman. It's not sexy, but you need someone that can play top 4 minutes. He can do that. Now the question is, do you have to overpay to get him to come to Calgary? Is he a big enough fish that contenders are chasing him? He might really like the guy, but now you got to have a theoretical better offer than 31 other teams, right?
Yeah.
They need a second pair defenseman.
Yeah. Unless the market is so stupid and ridiculous. No, well, just get Shillington done, and you've already paid Miramanov.
Not start much. The year. You paid him to be a 5'6", but yeah.
You know, you've paid him over $1 million on a 2-year deal to be here.
And the other one is, hey, you got all these second rounders now you've collected the next 3 years. Flip one of them for a team in a cap pinch and go get a D-man that could plug a hole for a year. Take 1 year of a contract that a contender needs to shake loose.
I don't like that, Ryan.
The Zach Bogosian move?
I don't want to spend a second rounder on a warm body for 1 year when you're not trying to win next year.
Warm body would be too strong. But I just looked at, and it would probably be the opposite. Like when Arizona took Shane Gostisbehere off Philly's hands, they got a second rounder with him. And then
if you're getting
really
a legit
good
top
for them,
four guy, right?
Like, yeah. And then he was good for them and they traded him and got more assets back. That's the type of way you could get creative and plug that. You're right. To spend the second rounder, no, not necessarily that. You'd want a good player to spend a second.
Do you want to take it back?
I'm going to take that back. I want to get a second rounder.
Good stuff. I think that's it.
Yeah, good.
Hey, I think that's probably good. Flames fall at the hands of the Washington Capitals by a score of 5-2. They're off for four flipping days before playing Vancouver Saturday at the Rogers thing in Vancouver.
Rogers thing.
Yeah. Can't remember. It's Rogers.
It's an arena.
Arena? Is it? That's nice. Rogers Arena in Vancouver.
Take our word for it.
Have you been, have you gone to many games there?
Yeah, not many. A couple Canucks and one Raptors preseason. It's okay. They're excited out there. That's the first place team, remember?
Yeah, it's weird. I haven't heard a lot of it. I guess, are they afraid to come out of the woodwork? Do I just not have them in my...
You know when you're going to get exposed is Saturday night at Greta, because that's when they'll be out of the woodwork. It'll be Saturday night, all Calgary eyes on the Canucks, and first place in the Pacific. Better than Edmonton. Leading the West. Like, this is quite a year they're having.
You might have to brace yourself, Flames fans. Because Vancouver, Edmonton, and Winnipeg.
Not to mention Toronto.
Like, even you've probably got some dumb uncle or somebody in your life that you can't get away from that's been loving the Jets or the Canucks for so long, and now it's hey, how's Kuzmenko working for you? So he was a healthy scratch. Oh, it's pretty good. That whole thing. Hey, Sean Monahan, it's a fully good player for Flames. Look, Winnipeg, that sort of shit.
I just, it's a lot of that.
It's a lot of that.
A lot of Jets jerseys at the rink for kid hockey. I'm like, I didn't see these last 2 years. The hell's happening? All right. Your team's good again. I got you. Yeah, those are new, hey? Eh? Wow. Morrissey, didn't buy that 4 years ago, huh?
Yeah, good kid. Look at the standings. Good goodness.
Good God Almighty.
Good God Almighty. In the Central Division, Winnipeg, Colorado, and Dallas all tied with 91 points.
I think Vancouver's at 91 too. Am I correct?
92.
See, like leading the West. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
With the Zadorov roller coaster running? Demko, Hughes, Hronek, Miller, Pettersson.
Freaking Nashville. Nashville's still in the league. Anyway. Now what are you going to do?
I got to go home and call my wife.
Oof. I mean, that, nice. That'll be nice. Sorry for keeping you from that.
No. It just popped up.
Everything okay?
We'll find out in 2 minutes or however quick you can wrap this.
That'll do it.
See you, buddies.
See you guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.